Blog Talk Radio.
I've learned how to live holy. I've learned how to live right. I've learned how to suffer.
All my heartaches, all my
praise the Lord, and greetings in the name of Jesus Christ. The show that you're listening to tonight on Blog Talk Radio is The Rock. Well, Jesus is the rock of all ages. No matter what test you are facing, we can look up to Jesus. He is the author and finisher of our faith. Tonight is Friday night, February 13th, 2015. This is the 44th day of the year. I mean, we have exactly 321 days left in this year. This is the day which the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Psalms 118, verse 24. Tonight, we just welcome you and greet you in the mighty name of Jesus. My name is Elder Thomas Williamson, and I just want to say thanks a bunch for joining us, because God is so faithful, and I just want to say thank you. Tonight, we're going to be continuing our study on love. We started talking about it on Wednesday night, so we're going to pick it up again tonight, a few moments, but we want to remind you that we're here every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 11 o'clock Eastern, 10 o'clock Central, 9 o'clock Mountain, 8 o'clock Pacific, and 3 a.m. Universal Time. That's every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, right here on Blog Talk Radio. If you desire to listen to us on the web, you may visit www.blogtalkradio.com/Didymus, which is spelled D-I-D-Y-M-U-S 2010. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/Didymus. D-I-D-Y to the next episode live, or you may download the previous ones at your leisure. We want to invite you to join us as we approach the throne of God in prayer right before the presentation of the word. Jesus told us when he spoke a parable to this end that men ought to always to pray and not to faint. Don't give up, cave in, or quit. So, Father, we thank you. We give you praise tonight that we're able to call on your name. Thank you for being a miracle worker. Thank you, God, for the love that you have shed towards us. God, we just thank you that when we thinking about you, you was thinking about us. Lord God, we pray that you are blessed tonight. Thank you for being our shield of glory, the lifter up of our head. And Father, we just rest in your goodness tonight. Thank you for giving us the greatest gift of all, which is love, your Son. Jesus is love. And we just give you praise. We give you glory. Thank you for strengthening us for the journey tonight. May it be all of thee and none of me. Glorify yourself in everything that we say or do. We thank you and praise you for all things. But we pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Tonight we're going to ask you to open up your Bible to John chapter 13. John chapter 13, and we're going to start at verse 31 through 35. The Bible says, "So when he had gone out, Jesus said, 'Now the Son of Man is glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God is glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself, and glorify him immediately. Dear children, I shall be with you a little while longer. You will seek me, and as I said to the Jews, where I am going, you cannot come. So now, I say to you, a new commandment I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this, all will know that you are my disciples, if you have love one for another. All right, going back to verse 34 again, he said, a new commandment I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this, all men will know that ye are my disciples, if you have love one for another. When we look at this word called love, we understand that love is a verb, it is an action word, and love is what it does. It is not just enough for us to talk about. Of love is carried out, we can see in the Gospel of John, love is one of the most repeated things, not only in John's Gospel, but it's in the epistles of 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John. John, he emphasized love, and he reflected it by using Jesus as his emphasis. Jesus said that he has given us a new commandment, and when he said to us to love one another, he is just demonstrating what he was doing for himself. So when we think about talk about love, we are talking about demonstrating the characteristics of God, because as we found out on Wednesday night, God is love. Now, this greatest gift is demonstrated by the Apostle Paul in the Scriptures. And we will examine that by going over to 1 Corinthians chapter 13. And in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, we'll look at that passage tonight. And here he's talking about the greatest gift. Of course, he had just got through talking about those spiritual gifts over in the previous chapter, and he ended that chapter by saying, but earnestly desire the best gift, and yet I show you a more excellent way. And then he lead us on into the chapter that we talked about, the 13th chapter, by saying, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, but I have not love. In the King James, it says charity. But I have not love. He said, I have become a sounding brass or a clinking cymbal. In other words, kind of like an empty wagon, making a lot of noise and going nowhere. The Bible says, and though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. And in a lot of churches in the body of Christ, sadly to say, we have focuses on the gift. People are caught up in their titles and who they are and what they are, and yet don't operate in the gift that will bring any person to Christ. Love. Love will reach down and grab the worst of a sinner. We have to understand, yeah, the Bible says that the wages of sin is there, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. But then, the scripture also tells us that love hides a multitude of faults. It does not justify a person wrong, but But love will cause a person to change over a period of time. So the Apostle Paul said, though I have the gift of prophecy and I understand all mysteries and all the knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. And then now he brings it home to another natural element. He said, and though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, but have not love, it profits me nothing. Now, we look at some characteristics of love between verse 4 to 7 and the first part of 8. So he says this, love suffers long. In other words, love is patient. Are we willing to put up with each other? Are we willing to make that sacrifice? So he said love is patient. And then he said love is kind. Now we know that's true because in Ephesians chapter 4, the Bible tells us in verse 31 and 32, he says, and be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake has forgiven you. So he said love is not only patient, he said, and not only kind, but then he says that love does not envy. Do we envy somebody that got something new? Do we envy somebody that's in a different relationship or a different position than we are in life? No, love envy not. The Bible said love does not parade itself. It's not brag. It don't brag about what it got. Because it understands that what it got, God gave it to them. Who they are, God made them to be. Then the Bible says that love is not puffed up. It's not stuck up on themselves. Okay, then it says love does not behave rudely. Think about that. Love does not behave rudely. Now, of course, this is written to the body of believer. It is not to a sinner man, but those who are professing Christ. Then the Bible says, love does not seek its own. Does not seek its own. Love is not provoked. Then it says love thinks no evil. We know it's important to do a checkup for my neck up daily because we understand Philippians 2 and 5, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. The Bible says, who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but he took upon himself the form of a servant, and he became obedient, even obedient to the death of the cross. That's why the Bible said, wherefore God have highly exalted him and given him a name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow of things in heaven, of things in earth, things under the earth, and that every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. So the Bible says love thinks no evil. We also would consider Philippians 4:7, when the Bible said, in the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your heart and mind through Christ Jesus our Lord. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true. See, six areas. Whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever thing are of a good report. If there be any virtue, praise. Think on these things. So love thinketh no evil. The Bible says love does not rejoice in iniquity. You can know somebody has fallen, but then we need to take the time out to pray for that person. Because it's easy to bash one another. But how many of you go and pick them up and tell them, Jesus loves you in spite of yourself? So he said, love does not rejoice in iniquity, but it rejoices in the truth. And the only truth we know that we can really say emphatically is true, Jesus is true. John 14:6, Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Now the Bible declares that love beareth all things. Love. In other words, love put up with a lot of stuff. Think about what Jesus went through. He took upon himself our sin. We're talking about he who knew no sin became sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God. What a blessing. So love beareth all things. Then he said, love believeth all things. Love believes the best in you when you don't see it in operation. Then he says, love hopeth or hopes in all things. Then the next area he says, love endure all things. So it bear all things, believeth all things, hope in all things, and endure all things. And then finally it says, love never fails. Everything else is going to fail. Everything else is going to stop. But love never fails. Think about how God the Father loved us. He loved us in such a way that he sent his only begotten Son to mankind that we might be saved. For the Bible declares in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And God sent out his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. So he said, love never fail. But whether there are prophecies, they will fail. Whether there are tongues, they will cease. Whether there is knowledge, it will vanish away. Now notice one thing that the apostle said. We know in part, and we prophesy in part, but when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part will be done away with. He also goes on to let him know, when I was a child, he said, I spake as a child, and I understood as a child, and a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. Ultimately, he concluded the chapter by saying, now abideth three things. Those three things were faith, hope, and love. These three. He said, but the greatest of these is love. The greatest of these is love. Now notice, when we talk about love, love is demonstrated by what God has done. He showed us his love in a great measure. And we already share with you how that God gave us his greatest gift, his son, he who knew no sin, became sin. And because of God's great love, we are here today. We are able to tell another man that you can be saved, you can be set free, you can be delivered from the power of darkness and translated into the kingdom of Jesus Christ. The Bible gives us many illustrations of love. But I tell you, one of the greatest things we can do is understand the principle. And consider 1 John chapter 4, verse 10. The Bible says, herein is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us. And he sent his son to be the propitiation for our sin. God loved us. In Romans 5 and 8, he says, but God commended his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Israel, when they was in their backslidden condition, he sent the prophet Hosea to them. And he gave them this word in Hosea 14:4, I will heal their backsliding. I will love them freely. My anger is turned away from him. Notice it again. I will heal their backsliding. I will love them freely. For my anger is turned away from him. Think about how God loves us, even when we don't obey him all the time. But yet, he reached down and let us know he loves us. Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 17, the Bible declares, the Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty. He will say, he will rejoice over thee with joy. He will rest in his love. He will joy over thee with singing. Notice the Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty. The Bible says he will save, rescue. That word save means rescued or delivered. He will rejoice over thee with joy. He's not going to be sad about it. He's rejoicing over you with joy. He will rest in his love. He will joy over thee with singing. Then the prophet Jeremiah. Jeremiah told us, chapter 31, verse 3, the Lord had appeared of old unto me, saying, yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness have I drawn thee. My God, notice it again. The Lord had appeared of thee of old unto me, saying, yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness have I drawn thee. What a blessing from the Lord. How God loves us. The Apostle Paul declared in Ephesians chapter 2, beginning at verse 4, the Bible says this, but God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love, wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sin, has quickened, that word quicken means made alive, quickened us together with Christ. By grace, you're saved, and it raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. Lord, notice again, but God, who's rich in mercy. We know his mercy is rich because we consider Lamentation 3:22 when he said, it's of the Lord's mercy that we're not consumed because his compassion fail not. They are new every morning. The Bible says, great is thy faithfulness. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sin, has quickened us together with Christ. By grace, you're saved. The Bible said, and has raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness towards us through Christ Jesus. In 1 John chapter 4, verse 16, the Bible declared, and we have known and believed the love that God had to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. And we have known and believed the love that God had to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Praise God. 1 John 4:19. We love him, the Bible said, because he first loved us. Notice, we love him because he first loved us. And of course, we didn't know what love was because we had to see an example. Just like children can't talk about parents who are alcoholics, and yet they're telling you, son, don't drink. But that child has to see an example and to know that their parent is walking in what they're talking about. Isn't that something? So tonight, we can see the greatest gift of all, the Lord Jesus, to save, to deliver, and to set free. Love never fails. We can trust him at all times. No matter what test we may be going through, we got to understand the Bible says, ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. Father, we thank you tonight for your word. Lord, we for being our refuge and strength, very present help in trouble. Thank you, O God, that we can cast all our cares upon you, for you care for us. Lord, we ask you to have mercy upon us, O God. Thank you for delivering us, God. Thank you for setting us free, God. Thank you that your word will not return unto you void, but it shall accomplish that which you please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto you sent it. Lord, thank you for this tool, this outlet for Blog Talk Radio. What a blessing and an honor. We thank you and we give you praise. We give you glory. We thank you for every listener. May their lives be transformed by the word of God tonight that they heard. Father, we just give you glory for the victory. And we say thank you. Praise for all things. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen and amen. Tonight, we just thank and praise God for his love that he have bestowed upon us. I want to take out this time and to wish everyone in Radio Land, since we won't be on air tomorrow, but we want to wish you all a happy Valentine's Day. And we understand that God's love is demonstrated, and because his love was demonstrated, we can know that his love will be fulfilled as we look to his word, and we understand that he'll never fail us. I want to just leave you with this thought. We talked about it earlier, but this is just a food for thought. Love is one of the most repeated things in both John's Gospel and also the letters, 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John. John emphasized, emphasis on love was reflected in Jesus' own emphasis. Jesus said that he was given a new commandment when he said to love one another. But how is this a new commandment? The key is not in the what, but in the how. In the law of Moses, it was commanded to love others as we love ourselves. But Jesus set a new standard, his love for us. In the hours before he went to the cross, tell and show that love. Greater love had no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friend. Remember that, friends, that greater love has no man than this, than to lay down one's life for his friend. That's called sacrifice. I want you all to be encouraged as we approach your weekend. Pray that you have a great time in your local churches, and just be encouraged and be strengthened in the mighty name of Jesus. Numbers chapter 6, verse 24 says, the Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. This is Elder Thomas Williams reminding you all that Jesus is Lord, and have a great and fantastic weekend. We'll see you all Monday, if the Lord's will, right back here on Blog Talk Radio. Good night, everybody.